Excuse me.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, whoops.
Okay, it's 7 o'clock. I'm going to call the meeting to order. Today is August 13th, and this is the Municipal Budget Committee. So we'll get started.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, the first thing we'll do is look at the minutes from the last meeting.
Can you hear us, Ryan?
Ryan, you can hear us?
He's got the thumbs up.
Okay.
Yeah, I got you now.
Okay, we got you. We can hear you.
It says there's three participants now.
Oh.
Because Josh is supposed to be coming on.
Yeah, it says Josh is talking.
Hey, guys.
I don't see him.
We can hear you, but we can't see you. If you click on participants.
Next one over to the left.
Go one more to the left.
To the left.
No, no.
No, go down, bottom row.
Yeah.
Right there, there you go.
No, to the right. That, no, to the left. Yay!
Sounds like that dance to the left, Leah.
Yeah, so he's there, he just doesn't have his camera on, so he doesn't show up.
Okay, so I unmute him, or I...
No, thanks. He's just there.
He should be good.
He's good.
I'm here, guys.
Okay.
Sorry I can't be there in person.
Well, we can't see you. So, anyway, speak up if you want to speak. All right, so we're going to review the, so, all right, so who's missing? Steve is not here, and Stephanie's not here, right?
Yeah, Steve said he wasn't going to be. He's on family vacation.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
So we got two on Zoom.
Two on Zoom, yeah, and two missing. Okay, all right. All right, let's look at the minutes from June 11th. Any changes or corrections? No? Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion.
Sue makes a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
And Bill seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the minutes are approved. And remember, we have to say our names, and I always forget. So this is Lynn. Okay, questions from the last meeting. There were two questions for the town, and we got an email from Tamara. I sent that to everybody, but I made a copy, so if you don't have it. The first question was, line 3502 on the revenue report shows bank interest. Which town bank accounts are included in that interest figure? And Tamara said the interest on that line comes from bank interest from the general fund and interest gained from CDs. Escrow interest is not reflected in that interest line of the general fund, and that interest remains in the respective escrow accounts. Okay, I think that was your question, Bill.
Trying to find, what was that line?
If you look at the revenue report from this month, it's on the back.
Okay, on the back.
Line 30, 3502, and see it says interest on investments.
Okay.
That was the line that you questioned.
So when we're comparing this year to last year and the previous year, is the last year and the previous year the full year? Or is that the same?
It says year to date at the top. So I would say no, but that's what it says.
Yeah, I know. But year to date would be like the whole year would have gone by, so it would be the whole year.
No, it says up at the top. It's January through August.
Yeah.
Are we looking at the revenue report?
Yeah. So the prior year, year to date, should be January through August also.
Oh. So we're not doing that well then. Okay.
Okay, the other question was, What's the process to transfer money from the ambulance revolving fund to pay for the ambulance expenses that show as being overspent on our reports? And Tamara said, and Tef, she was supposed to, Tef, Tef, Stephanie stated that she would have that information. So Stephanie and I did meet. We chatted about the revolving fund and how the budget appears because the lines are reduced to a dollar. I'm sure you can fill in, I'm sure she can fill you in more, except that she's not here. But we left it that I was waiting for instructions from someone, like Mike, etc., to move money from the revolving fund to the general fund. One thing to note is that even after the money is transferred to the general fund, it will not show on those specific lines.
That seems very clear.
You think
not,
so?
No.
So it goes to the general fund, but it doesn't somehow get to those lines.
Well, where does it go?
Well, she says the general fund. It's sort of like it goes in the pot.
The interest of the money comes to the bank.
Set aside or something.
It's
so that's, yeah.
It's the ambulance fund.
So, I still don't get the mechanics.
No. I don't either, because there seems to be two different thoughts on that. Andrea said.
Andrea, you mean Amy?
No, Andrea.
Oh, Andrea.
Andrea said that they do take it from the revolving fund, but then Stephanie, when we were talking about it, said they don't take it from the revolving fund, that we should have put it in the budget. She said we shouldn't have had these a dollar. They should have been the amounts, but Andrea didn't have that same philosophy, so.
Well, Andrea and I spoke to Mike after the
meeting.
I'm trying to think if it must have been the deliberative session. Yeah. And if I recall correctly, we reduced their budget by $30,000. I think it was $30,000. And said that that money was to be taken from the revolving fund to pay for those expenses. So he said, okay, and that's why he showed a dollar. But then I still don't understand the process of taking the $30,000 out of his revolving fund and putting it in those lines.
I don't either, because if you don't put in those lines, where do you put it on this budget? At the very end, or is it revenue? Is it just revenue?
If it goes
not?
Into the general fund, it won't go anywhere on that budget. Now, the other thing I was looking at today, which I thought was, I don't know, if you look at the expenditure report, it shows that we're right about on track, which means that the money may never even go to for this budget.
It might be taken out of another department, you say.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that another department makes up that $30,000 for the ambulance, which was not our intent.
No.
So.
Yeah, I don't know, and I don't know who can answer that.
I was just going to say, where do we go to get the answer
probably
to this?
Probably DRA, I'd say, wouldn't you?
At one point, somebody said the auditors should tell us.
Oh, the auditors process. Might, yeah.
So I'm still going to put this down for a question. And obviously, we don't know what the conversation was between Stephanie and Tamara.
No, she's got it here. Stephanie, I did meet with you. Revolving fund, how it is.
She's waiting for.
I'm sure she can fill you in more.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But we left it. Then I was waiting for instructions from someone.
Yeah.
Mike, etc. To move the money. So she thinks it's going to be moved from the. I don't know. I'd leave the. Yeah. The question, because I'm confused about it.
I just don't think
well.
It's fair. Now, Now, the police department has a revolving fund, and they sometimes pay for stuff out of their revolving fund, so they must have a way that they do it. Okay, so.
I'm trying to think of what they bought out of their revolving fund.
They bought some radios or something for the new cruiser, or they bought something like radio equipment, I
right,
think.
But it wasn't in their line.
So they just, maybe they, if it wasn't in the budget, then they could just
take it
take
from
it,
there.
Just pay it out of the revolving fund and buy it if it wasn't in the budget. I don't know. Anyway,
maybe find out.
We'll have to find out. It's still not clear. Okay. Let's go to the town revenue report.
Period. Oh, Bill Safi, was there a period where we didn't have a building inspector?
Mm-hmm.
Is that why the building permits were down, or would they still be permits?
No, they were still being permitted. People were still getting their permits.
Okay.
But if you look at the wage line is...
Because it was done for free.
Yeah.
There was no,
yeah, we had
there
a
was
backup,
no wage.
We had a backup building inspector. Any questions on the revenue report? Okay. Then we go on to the expenditure report. So back to the ambulance fund. You can see all those negative amounts. I added those up. They came to about $25,000. So if they're supposed to take $30,000 out of their revolving fund, that's going to come out just about right, if we can figure out the mechanics. But then if you look at the very last page, it shows the percentage available is still 40% for the whole fund.
So do you have last month's on you in your
last month's expenditure report?
Yes. Yeah, this exact same thing, but last month. Oh, you might have
it. Oh, yeah, you'd have it. It'd be June, though.
Yeah,
it'd be June.
It wouldn't be July's.
Because we didn't get any July.
That's the June one.
Just a lot of the numbers are exactly the same, and I didn't know what happened there.
Okay, well, you're looking at
it's the same thing. It's the same.
What?
Total.
As June?
As this,
this
one.
Is the same as June?
Mm-hmm. I thought to myself, it looks a little... It's dated differently, but... If you look at the bottom line...
Yeah, this says we expended 1/8, and we've expended 2/5.
That one has 1/8?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking at it. And so it has percent available as what?
55. Well, that one was 55.
And
yeah,
now it's
40. Now
it's
40.
It's 40.
Oh, okay. So,
okay. All right. So they are different.
So they are different. Okay. Any other questions on the expenditure report?
Bill Safi, the police... Chief, is he salary? Oh, so he only has 21% of his pay left. What happens when he'll end out of pay? Goes with it. All right, just curious.
No, that's a good question.
Has he, when did he start? Do you remember, Sue? Has he been here all year?
Yes.
Yes.
He started last
year.
Because
he was here when Andrea was here, and she left right before Christmas.
Okay, so he was here. Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't. Well, they just take it from another line. I mean.
But if he's on a salary.
Yeah, but if he's on a salary.
And we're budgeted for his salary, that shouldn't be.
Okay, well, let's ask the question.
Correct.
What'd you say, there's only, what, 21% left?
Yes. I was talking to one of the new officers, we stole from Sandown, I believe. He said he loves the new chief. That's why he came here.
That's good.
Yeah, it is good.
Yeah, we're fully staffed now.
Can I get out some speeding tickets, please?
They had a sign on your road.
Yeah, my neighbor put that up, slow your ass down.
Oh, no, no, there was a sign that said, like, radar, and I thought, come on.
Really?
Yeah, I thought there was radar on Patton Hill.
Unless it was state police, I don't think.
No. I don't, anyway.
Why complain? Because when I was walking my grandson in the carriage and we got the dog, we were down by where the railroad path is, and it says 20 miles per hour, people going by easily 50. And that's where that little boy got hit. Wow. And I called up the police department. I go, why don't you guys, sit here and ticket people? Well, it's not technically 20 miles an hour, so we can't enforce it. And I go, okay, what's the speed limit? He goes, 35. I go, well, if they're going 50 and they're making a sharp corner, and I got a baby and a dog, I go, what are you telling me? Like, what am I supposed to do? I mean, I yell at these people. I could carry a 3-foot stick and whack their cars. Tempted.
Could catch them.
Not recommended.
I know, but it's aggravating.
I've seen them around a lot more than I ever had before. In my opinion, I've seen them around town, but maybe
like
they haven't.
I
don't know about
more.
Like in your area or your area.
Yeah,
like
they're always there.
I have,
but that's, maybe they're out when I'm a bad
guy. Yeah. And I'm still up.
They issue tickets.
I know.
I feel like a lot of times they just give warnings.
Well, we found out something interesting at the selectmen's meeting, that if we give tickets, what did he say? We have to fill out some form, and if we give tickets on a town road, if we have the speed posted and it's ticketed on a town road, the town keeps the money. Because we've been giving it all to the state. We've
what?
Never kept the money. But he was telling
why
us...
Why would the state get the money?
They always did. That's just the way it was. Even if this, I could understand if a statey stopped somebody, but... Even if it was a town thing, we always sent the money up there.
It's never been town revenue.
We never had ticket money. We don't have speeding ticket money for revenue.
Yeah, we should.
Well, he has to do something, or we have to do something, fill out some form and make sure that...
Well, I guess then there's no motivation to...
No, he's going to work on it. Because, sounds like a good idea. And plus it would motivate, I would think, the police officers in the town.
Write some tickets.
Yeah. Because it would be more revenue, so we'll see how that works out.
Okay.
Learn something new every day.
Any more questions on the expenditure report? Okay, next we have the school. Okay, so that's it for the town. The school. This, believe it or not, is the encumbrances.
Holy crap. Wow.
$472,000.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Now, this says open POs, so some of them are just stuff that they didn't get paid by June 30th.
Right.
Like somebody did the work or... But this is the whole listing.
But it, like, for example, it says first student, and it says PO number, and then it says 9/19/24. Why is that still? It says balance 80,000.
Oh, because probably because they're fighting with first student.
Oh,
remember, there's a lawsuit with first student.
So that's an
open.
That was a bad example, I guess.
Yeah, because they don't. Yeah.
wireless microphones from last June. Why is that still not?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Some of these are wicked old.
Why aren't these paid, you wonder?
I mean, how old can they be before they're no longer considered an encumbrance?
Well,
I think you have a year, don't you, to spend it?
But see, if, but
well, I mean, then these, a lot of these are past a year.
No, because the school year goes from July 1st to June 30th. So these are July, these first
24.
Two are June 24.
Yeah.
But the next one, July 8th, would be the current, the last school year. From July of 24
okay.
to June.
Yeah, okay.
But, Bill Saffy, the two big ones, principal of debt and interest on debt, what, for the bond payment?
Yeah.
So is that from the cares of the school from years ago?
Yeah, that's the only bond we have.
When is that up?
Oh, that was what? How many years was that?
Oh, that was
9?
A while. Yeah. It must be 9
years.
What?
How long it ran? The
yeah.
Bond? Yeah, it was, I would have guessed 10 or 15.
Yeah, it was long.
Say,
yeah.
We must only be halfway through it.
But how did they got the microphones, the wireless microphones in June
of 24,
and they haven't paid it?
Yeah.
And then what's the Pelmac thing?
She can explain all of this.
I'll send these questions to Stephanie.
Because I do know with the town, some of our thing are weather. You can't get, you know, we run out of weather, so we have to encumber things. Like I had to do that with the playground. Wood chips, because we ran out of weather. We had to wait till. But I don't know about the rest of this.
I'm assuming the close, they have close release, and then they have the final balance. So, like, all those ones that were in July, the final balance is zero.
It's an alarm system.
Does that mean they were.
But out of the 573, they owe 472, I believe. Because I think that's a new amount.
Like,
if you look
amount,
here.
Is the amount that they encumbered the 573 or the 472? I guess is my question.
The 472. If you look on this one, the estimated fund balance.
Okay. So then there's a lot of zeros here.
Right. So
a
they
lot
paid
of these
those bills.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So those were probably POs that were open as of the end of June,
but they've been paid
since then.
Okay.
Well, no, they couldn't have. Because they have reserved for encumbrances, 472.
Yeah, that's the
so
whole.
So that means they haven't been paid.
Yeah, so
right.
We're saying.
But
yeah.
The ones that show zero
have been paid.
I see
what you're saying,
yeah.
If you do the math, yeah.
Because if you look at the back of this, that last column shows the 472. Yeah, so then on the next sheet, revenues, expenditures, and change in fund balance shows $707,000 left at the end of the year, reserve for encumbrances the $472,000, and then return to the taxpayers $235,000.
Was it that high last year, Lynn? Do you remember? The
no.
Encumbrances?
I don't think it was
that
high.
Much.
I think it was like 160
yeah.
or. I think it was less than last year. Okay. Any more questions on any of that? So the only question we really have is why is this stuff
so old?
Some of these things so old. Why are we not paying these people? I can understand first student, but the rest of them. Candy and lumber,
yeah.
Laundry detergent, I mean, that's Okay. Now, next one is the revenue report for the school.
So they got more revenue than they budgeted.
Yeah.
And doesn't parentheses mean it's a negative balance?
That always confuses me.
But on a revenue report, I guess that's excess revenue.
Okay, the debit credit thing, it always messes me up, yeah. Maybe.
Because if you look at, the budget was $10,060,000 and they got $10,114,000. So they had $50,000, $7,000 extra.
And so where did that go? Or that's all part of the revenues and expenditures?
Let's look at this.
It matches the revenue number.
Yeah, 'cause see, at the top of this, it shows the $10,114,000.
Okay.
Which is the
Total.
With the extra $54,000.
Okay.
The total revenue is $10,114,000.
Okay.
Even though that's more than the budget was. Okay?
Yep.
All right. And then we've got the school expenditure report.
I wish they had the titles at the top of each page.
I know.
Look at that.
Wouldn't that be easier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it just, I have to keep looking back to, you know, if I don't label it at the beginning. Guess that's minor, but.
There should be a way to do it.
There should be able to do it.
There's a way to do it.
Oh, I think they can. Isn't this just Excel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's at least bigger now, so that part, you can see it.
And remember for a while, the print was so faint, we couldn't even read it?
They were out of ink.
It was small and faint. Yeah, now it's big, so we can only complain about so much.
One thing at a time.
Question, Phil Zappi. Is it possible to put like all the high school stuff together? Instead of saying, like the transportation has sped transportation for regular ed? Well, is there any transportation cost for the high school? Because it's not in there.
So.
Isn't that in the back, the buses or something? Where is it?
Well, it says transportation, but I don't see.
Which page are you on, Bill?
The second to last.
On the back side?
Yep.
Transportation. Regular education, transportation, athletic field. Regular ed, transportation.
I would guess.
That would be in the school and the.
Yeah.
Oh, the high school. That would include high school. No.
Because I was curious today, I was gonna figure out what it costs for a kid to go to the high school versus what it costs to go to the middle school, transportation, the whole package. And I couldn't do it.
Oh.
Can't do it because it's not separated.
Well, I can ask the question, how much is for the Moore School? So for the regular ed, transportation.
Because they must need that when they're figuring out their contract with the bus company.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm sure they have the number, they just.
And it must cost more to go to Pinkerton than it does to go to the Moore School, because it's the further ride, more time.
But there are a lot more kids going to the Moore School.
I'm thinking per kid.
Oh, I won't, look at.
I don't know.
How much for the Moore School kids?
No one takes the bus.
And I don't know.
Nobody takes the bus?
Have you been here for pickup?
Oh, I'm in the pickup line.
Oh, why aren't they taking the bus?
I bring my tractor over and pick up the kids.
Oh, all right.
And all their friends.
Oh, okay.
The dog's with us, the baby's with us.
The bus is the most amazing thing. It comes and picks your kids up and then it drops them off.
That's what I mean.
I don't understand why people didn't.
Yeah, you don't have to get out of your nightgown. I loved it.
But there's the one route that's doubled up.
Well, okay, there was the year that like, there wasn't a bus. That was interesting, but.
And it's like that at every school.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Auburn, they're like down the road.
Well, they're down the road here. I don't know how they.
I haven't seen it here in a while.
Because I go by right around 8 or whatever, and it's hard.
I have to presume that all of the other elementary schools that we drive by while we're working, and it's pickup time. It's like, oof, why'd we come this way?
I wonder, maybe they have activities after school.
No, they don't.
The parents don't want their kids on the bus.
Why? I used to love the bus.
It's scary.
I think, I don't know. I've heard that it's a terrible place.
Oh, is it?
Well, that's what I've heard. I don't know if that's true. But
My kids seem fine.
What?
My kids seemed fine.
But I've heard parents say, I wouldn't do that to them. Put them on the bus.
Really?
Oh.
That's why they're soft.
I don't know.
Generations getting soft.
Yeah, I can remember being on the bus and being scared to death of the bus driver.
Oh, really?
Oh, man, you did not misbehave. He'd be up the aisle and grab you by the scruff of your neck and you were off the bus.
But I don't think our bus drivers are like
that.
Well,
they can't do that now.
They have cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cameras.
My grandson's always on camera, let me tell you.
He is? Is he naughty?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Any more questions on the expenditure report?
No.
Okay. Now, finally, we have to propose the budget committee budget for next year. So you all should have one of these, which is our budget.
Do we want to add in AI or not for $180? We don't spend our budget.
We could.
Do you want to? What do you think?
Is that to do the minutes? What are we using the AI for?
Well, they were using it for the
minutes.
Now we have to pay for it?
Well, they won't do it for us anymore, she said. Because we don't pay for it.
Oh, we should pay for it. Sorry.
I think it would be helpful. Yeah. Because I don't always know.
Yeah, and I think we should do what she needs.
Sometimes I can't understand.
That's worth $180.
Exactly.
If it's only $180.
For your job to be easier.
It's only $180 a year?
That's what she told us, remember? She said it's $180. I did look at my last minutes.
It would be nice if we spent some of our budget.
Yeah, so I'm just...
Or do we need to... Now, if we need to add a line, this is the time to do it.
Yeah.
We can do it on this new budget. You can add a line, Lynn, if you want.
Okay, yeah, let's add a line. Well,
do they have anything to say? Are they still with us? Somebody's having a beer in the corner.
Oh, there's, look, there's Josh.
Oh, Josh.
He's proving that he's really there.
Hey, guys. Sorry I couldn't be there in person. My car is in pieces in the garage. I couldn't make it out tonight.
Oh, that's okay.
That's a bummer.
You're here in spirit.
Well, we could take it, we could either add it, or we could take it out of the secretary budget.
No, I want to give her a raise besides.
Because we never spend. No,
we
don't spend that.
We don't spend that.
We don't spend that.
Publications and printing? Or just supplies?
$50.
Would it make more sense to reorganize the categories to make it more general and then just pull it from that?
Well, we have to fit it into a certain category.
Should we put technology?
I was gonna say there's got to be like a standard IT technology category.
Okay. They do it for the for
planning board
for the land use office. Right. So they must have a line. In fact, let's look at the budget for the land use office and see.
Good idea.
What they, because I know they have it. Where is it? Oh,
And we'll know this.
Building inspection, it's under building, okay. Software support, is that, oh, that's only a dollar. Conferences, streams. Software support, wouldn't that cover it?
Yeah, just technology, if we need another recorder or something, I mean, if you do a real broad category, you can.
Okay, we're gonna call that.
Okay. And then probably it should be followed up that it's still 180 a year.
Let me check with.
Yeah.
With Amy.
Well, they don't work tomorrow. So it'll be Monday.
No, tomorrow's Thursday.
Oh, tomorrow's Thursday?
Yeah.
Should be.
Let me go back to bed. I'm having a B&B this summer.
Okay, so if we,
Yeah, we can take it off somewhere.
Janet, when did you start? Do you remember?
February?
Yeah, see.
It was right after, it was after town meeting.
So, maybe.
Actually, yeah, it was after.
After March, April?
April.
April.
Wait, but we didn't, did we meet in April?
No, no, because they didn't have.
We didn't meet in March.
We didn't know who was gonna be.
Didn't we meet in April?
Oh, we didn't meet in March.
We didn't meet in March, because that was right after town meeting, so we met in April. So.
I did minutes for April.
So this is April, May, June. That's only 3 months, right? April, May, June. We didn't do July, and this is August. So this is 3 months.
Like $100 a month.
$100 a month.
So. $1,100 for the year, probably.
So that would be $1,200. So I don't really, we really can't, we're gonna just have to add it to our budget. Unless we wanna take printing and publications.
Yeah, I would put that at, I'd put that at a dollar.
The wording of the category?
Well, I'm gonna call the category software support.
And that means you have to add a line.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the time, this is the only time to do it.
Yep.
You can't do it in the middle of the year or any other time.
Supplies, conferences, legal notices. When do we, we've never sent out a legal notice.
There may come a time.
You could just do like $50 out of all of these. You could take 50 out of each.
So
zero out the supplies.
Well,
because
I was gonna ask to increase conferences, but.
Okay.
I'd like to level fund this.
Okay, so we'll take 49 out of legal notices. We'll take 49 out of supplies. Okay. And then printing and publications. $80, what did we, oh, that's for, the Boy Scout package. That's what the $80 is. The money, the thing that we put in the Boy Scout package.
For the printing or for what? Because don't we print it here?
No.
Town?
No, we have to pay to put it in the Boy Scout package. We don't pay as much as other people do, but we do have to pay. Well, do you want to take it out of conferences? We haven't spent any of that.
Yeah, because I usually get it through the town.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to go to that. Although one year.
How did it go? It's always it's on a work day.
I went too.
Oh, you went too? Yeah.
Yeah. Brenda went also.
I would.
Yeah, Brenda went.
Do it in September.
Is it different every year, Sue?
You learn a lot, and all the laws, they update you on it, and you can ask questions if you do it in person. They do have, the in person is 115, and then the Zoom, I think, is 75.
When is it?
September.
It's in September.
It's September 11th, Thursday, September 11th, 9 to 4:30. But if you want to Zoom, I mean, it's still 9 to 4:30, but yeah, 115 or 70 for virtual.
Yeah, I'd go again.
Every year it's different.
Well, you have to tell Amy to sign you up.
Okay.
If you want to go.
See, I asked the town, or the to pay for me. But sometimes the departments paid for me.
Yeah, we sometimes, if we had the money, we paid for you. So should we leave conferences for $200 then?
I would.
We're out of options then, though.
Okay, I can just, I mean, if I add $100 to our budget, it's...
Yeah, it hasn't gone up for 20 years.
It's not the end of the world.
It hasn't gone up forever.
So I'll figure out, I'll leave supplies at a dollar, I'll put legal notices at a dollar, that's $98, and then I'll figure out how much we'd need for AI, and I'll just add that much to the budget.
Yeah,
okay?
That's...
I won't reduce conferences.
It's been years.
And,
does that need to be voted on?
No, you probably need a motion or not when you're done.
Sure.
Or should we do that after you...
Well, I have to turn it in soon.
Wednesday, next Wednesday.
Yeah, so I have to do this right away. So does somebody want to make a motion to take $98 out of our budget and then increase the budget by enough to that we can have an AI?
I'll make a motion.
Okay, Sue makes a motion.
I'll
and Katrina seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
And Ryan.
Where'd Josh go? He left us.
He's probably
fixing his car.
Okay. Okay. Good. Okay, I'll do that tomorrow.
So next meeting, will we have actual new budgets to look over?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you.
Well, that depends when the selectmen meet.
The 6th. We're meeting Saturday the 6th, where they all give their proposals, what they want. And it's we vote right then and there. Okay? Some of the things, insurance and like that, we'll have to wait on. So hopefully, if that can be typed up before our meeting on the 10th, we'd have the new ones.
Okay.
You know, the proposed budgets.
Does that go for the school as well, or no?
No. They do their own thing.
School will be a month later?
That's at least.
Well, I can tell.
I also have another question.
Wait, let me tell you how the, because pretty much the schedule is the same every year.
Oh, well, we did start early because I said the committee wants to start earlier.
Well, last year you met on the 13th.
Yeah, a week later. Yeah.
So this is a little bit earlier. November 18th, review the school budget.
Yeah, see, it's a couple months.
Non-petition warrant articles, town. Yeah, so October. Last year we didn't review the selectmen's budget until October.
It took us a long.
So this will be a month early, if it's all ready by then.
So I have a technical question.
Mm-hmm.
I asked the New Hampshire Municipal Association this question, and they helped me look it up. And the question is, Sue's not an elected member of the Budget Committee.
That's correct.
And Stephanie isn't either.
That's correct.
Do they have the right to vote on budgets?
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, the RSA here.
Well, before you say that, the town of Hudson went to court to figure out if that's true or not.
Okay.
And we couldn't find the answer.
It's in that 30.
It went to Superior Court, and his interpretation, the lawyer I talked to at the New Hampshire Municipal Association, said he thought it went to the Supreme Court, but could not get the answer.
Is this recently?
Yes.
That they sued?
Yes.
Oh.
Because, well, and then and it's nothing personal.
No.
But
no,
Stephanie
understand.
Always wants her budget, because she created the budget.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Sue has to vote for whatever the selectmen vote.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like your votes are predetermined versus ours are more open-minded,
mm-hmm.
I guess you could say. And I just wanted to ask the question. He said that I should ask the committee to have the town lawyer find out the answer?
We can ask.
If you could, I'd appreciate it.
Who'd you talk, you didn't talk to Steve Buckley up there? Did you talk to an attorney up there or just a...
I don't want to say attorney, because he certainly seemed to know his stuff, but it was a very strange name and I don't remember it.
Maybe it's that younger guy there. See, that would be a question you could ask at this thing. You put it on a note card and they go
yes.
through all of them, yeah?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. Hmm. So they didn't want them voting? Is that what they didn't
Correct.
Want? Okay.
The Budget Committee in Hudson did not want.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah.
Is that on you're talking about on everything? Or just
on
the budget?
On budgets. It was more on budgets more than anything else. Because like
that's all
budget,
we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a valid question.
Boy. See, well, I just go by the
it
basic law of budgeting.
Yeah, it's, what is it, 32 something, Lynn? What's that? RSA what?
Yes.
Because it does say it in there.
The basic law of budgeting. And
or voting members, does it?
Yeah.
I could Google it.
But this is outdated, 2020. So if there's been court cases since 2020, then I wouldn't have that information. But we can ask.
That would be good to know. So do you know if they succeeded? Did they?
I think the Superior Court said you had the right to vote, but his impression was that it was going on to the Supreme Court.
Well, then the Superior Court's decision would
override.
Would hold until...
Until...
Spend
yeah,
until
yeah. He didn't know if it...
Oh, had already been
there.
Oh,
he didn't know if
it
had been there.
Find it.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. That's okay. Interesting.
Could be stuck in space, or could have been...
No, I bet if we Google it, we can find out, but I won't hold up the meeting to do that right now.
Okay. All right. Okay. Anything else we want to talk about today? Is there a motion to adjourn?
A little motion to adjourn.
Bill makes a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Katrina seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Aye.